What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode, I think it's 93, holy shit, of Calling All Crap Beer. My name is Luke, I'm your host, and God, last week was a fucking blur. So much shit going on that I actually did not record an episode, which sucks. So I want to make sure that I get some good stuff out this week. So a little bit of a pain in the ass recently with just life in general. You know, one of the difficult things that I've been going through is dealing with inflammation in regards to, you know, alcohol consumption. So it just sucks, right? I have so much shit going on, and I'm just trying to stay healthy and trying to work and do what I need to do. And as much as I love beer and I want to be able to have it and enjoy it, I just feel like, fuck, man. It's like every time I have more than like one beer, I wake up the next morning and my fucking carpal tunnel's flared up and my ankle's bothering me and I'm sore here and I'm sore there. And I'm like, fuck, like, I don't know. It's gotten to the point where beer has almost become like, I don't even want it, right? And I have all these great beers in my fridge. I have like plans to do like, you know, my brewery and all this stuff. And I'm like, fuck, like maybe this is, you know, not the path that my life is supposed to take. And maybe I have to do the undesirable to me at this point and back away from beer, you know, altogether. And it sucks because it's something I really enjoy and I'm passionate about, you know what I mean? And I've been doing this show now for, you know, 3 years. I mean, November 12th will be, yeah, two days will be 3 years since I started Calling All Crap Beer, and I don't want to just stop, you know? So, but I don't know what to do, right? I don't know a workaround for this. I don't know what is, maybe it's the kind of beer I'm drinking. You know, I'm going to test some things and test the waters and see what I can accomplish. And hopefully I can figure something out to where I can be, still be active on here, still be active in the beer scene, but maybe I just have to stay away from, you know, certain types of brews that are causing me, you know, more issue than others. You know, maybe it's sugar based. I'm not sure. Cause like yesterday, for instance, I had a Diamond Girl from King Fox, which is a German style Pilsner. And I had a 1400 pounds of peach from Trippin' Animals. And I woke up this morning like fucked. Both hands are swelled up and sore. Both ankles are bothering me. And it's just like, fuck, really? You know, like why? I don't get it. You know, I definitely realize that I have a sensitivity to red meat all of a sudden, but it's not good red meat, right? It could be like, if I go buy a T-bone or a friggin' New York strip steak and it's good quality and I cook it myself and I make it, I'm good. But whenever I have anything that's like, that I would probably consider to be like processed, you know, if I have like a cheap burger or if I have, believe it or not, like went to Chipotle and had brisket and it fucked me up. Like I woke up the next day swollen and all kinds of shit. So I definitely have to work on this and figure this shit out. But so I don't really have much to report back on beer wise right now. You know, obviously, beer in general, is going through some like weird stuff right now. You know, like obviously, we've all seen, you know, like there's been call outs on breweries. This has been going on for like 6 months though, of, you know, like breweries being called out for their working conditions and the way that their staffs have been treated and sexual harassment and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I've commented on it one time before, but I didn't really go too deep until I noticed, you know, that it's like, it's become almost like cancel culture where one person in these breweries might be, you know, fucking up or doing something stupid and they're like taking it out of the whole entire brewery. And I think I had this, you know, I made this comment about another, you know, brewery that had an event and had like 60 people pull out of the event because, you know, their owner was implicated in some sexual harassment charges or something like that, or allegations. And I'm like, what about everybody else who works there? You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, I mean, maybe there are other people there that are complicit. Maybe there are other people that are involved. I don't know. But, you know, the owner is one person. And I get, you know, not wanting to support someone who's, you know, done people bad or whatever else. But, you know, when you talk about supporting small business and taking care of families and the people who work there, when you cancel something like that, you don't just cancel the owner. You cancel every single person who has anything to do with that brewery. You cancel the people who make their labels. You cancel the people that they buy their cans from. You cancel the people that come out and clean their beer lines. You cancel, I mean, all kinds of people who were involved in that specific space. You cancel them all, right? And I don't know. I just, not a big fan of cancel culture either way, right? I mean, I don't think that anybody should essentially be canceled. I think everybody should have the right to stand up for themselves and to, you know, give a righteous, you know, recall of like what's going on and whatnot. And, you know, and in certain circumstances, if the law takes them down, the law takes them down, and then the law cancels them, not people, right? So that was just something that I was thinking about the other day, because I've been seeing a lot more, you know, aggressively directed like cancel culture style posts about some of these breweries that are going through this stuff. And I think it's kind of silly, but at the end of the day, I wanted to get into talking a little bit about the vaccine. Now, obviously I have to be really, really careful about this. For those of you that don't know, I was doing a podcast with a friend of mine, the Limitless Podcast, with my buddy John and his wife, and we actually got shut down, right? They actually completely deleted the podcast, took us off of all platforms, and the reasoning that we got for it was that our content was that we were violating community guidelines and that we were presenting misinformation. Sorry. So that was pretty crazy. And so I want to be very careful with what I say here on the show. But I want to talk about some things, right? Because we had a doctor who's very close with bodybuilding in general and, you know, the fitness community come out the other day and make a statement regarding bodybuilders and bodybuilding and the vaccine. And he said that recently in the last, like, I want to say probably like the last 6 months, we've lost quite a few very well-known, you know, bodybuilders. And there's been no vaccine implication, right? Nobody's come forward and said, oh, they just got vaxxed, or all, they did this. And I think a lot of people are, you know, keeping it on the down low because they don't, you know, want to get like pegged by social media or whatever else. I know of one person who's made it a point to fight tooth and nail to try to get the education out there that they believe their loved one was, you know, that their passing was a result of a combination of things, but the ultimate factor being the vaccination. And and I'll explain a little bit about what I'm talking about. So regardless of what anybody wants to tell you, the FDA, the CDC, the Biden administration, nobody wants to be truthful about your heart, right? These vaccines have shown significant adverse reactions to the heart. Myocardial inflammation, myocarditis, pericarditis, nitro valve regurge, like all kinds of crazy stuff has come about as a result of the vaccines. And it's 10,000 times more prevalent than they're saying, right? There was actually a doctor who went before the FDA fighting against the FDA promoting the booster shot because he said there's not enough data. And as of right now, the data that we have shows that anyone who has been vaccinated is 71 times more likely to suffer from a cardiac event. 71 times more likely to suffer from a cardiac event if they've been vaccinated. Because ultimately, his explanation was is that the spike protein that's developed through the vaccination is actually designed in such a way that it attaches itself to already to specific tissues, right? And I don't remember exactly how he explained it, but he kind of put it in such a way where he said that if you already had like a tissue, like a fatty liver, or if you had kidney disease, or you had cancer, or you had, you know, something going on, that the spike protein was designed in such a way that it would actually seek out tissue that is already, I don't want to use the word atrophy, but is already, you know, like compromised, so to speak. So that's why you're seeing, you know, women have issues with their, you know, cycles, because maybe they have polyovaric cysts and they have these spike proteins attaching to the cysts in their ovaries, which is causing issues with their menstrual cycles and all kinds of stuff. So, and I'm not a doctor, so some of this, you know, obviously, of course, you all know that I'm a beer guy. So my explanation of all this could be completely wrong, but if you want to do your own research on it, it's a simple DuckDuckGo or Google search away. You know, Google is definitely suppressing a lot of this information, so I would definitely suggest DuckDuckGo, or even going to like a source like Rumble, you know, looking up videos and things like that where they're not being suppressed like YouTube. So this is going on a lot, right? So much so that there are actually countries now that have outlawed or ceased to use the Moderna vaccination, the AstraZeneca vaccination. For some reason, nobody has, despite the fact that it's been the one that has the number one cause of myocardial infarctions, Pfizer is still being pushed heavily all over the world for whatever reason. I think it's all monetary. Coffee there. So, but with kids, which is now the big push in the United States, the very tiny window that Pfizer's study that Pfizer did on 5 to 11 year olds literally shows that your children, 5 to 11 years old, are 174 times more likely to die from the vaccination than they are to die from COVID-19. 45 kids will die for every one that the vaccination saves. Explain to me how that makes any fucking sense. That needle's not going anywhere near my kids. It's not going anywhere near my family. I don't want to have nothing to do with this fucking vaccine. And if it costs me my job, if it costs me my life, if it costs me my ability to be able to shop and travel and do the things that I want to do, then so be it. I'll stay in Florida for the rest of my life, because it's never going to be something that ends up getting pushed here in Florida. And I'm just beside myself where any parent, knowing the true risks, and I think the majority of the people who have succumbed to this already don't know the risks, right? Because they're listening to the Biden administration, they're listening to the television, they're listening to the local news that's telling them the vaccine is safe, take your babies and get them shot. Big Bird's telling people now to get vaccinated. You know, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. Highlights magazine is posting pro-vaccination cartoons in their magazine to encourage children to get vaccinated. Like, when in the history of the world have we ever seen a propaganda campaign driven so deeply as this one is? Because now they're not only going after the parents, they're going after the kids, because they literally want Johnny, who's 6 years old, going to mama and saying, "Mama, I want to get vaccinated so I can save people's lives. I want to be a superhero," is what Highlights magazine said. Getting the vaccination is like superpowers, bro. The fucking disease has the virus has a 99% overall rate of survival. There is no need for a fucking vaccination. There's no need for anything other than the current available medications that are out there that have already been proven time and time again to combat this virus very easily. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, monoclonal antibodies, zinc, It just makes no sense. The very fact that we have a vaccine, when we have a proven treatment protocol like ivermectin, just shows the government does not give two fucks about you. They only care about money. Because at the end of the day, everybody keeps touting over and over again, it's free, it's free. You can go get monoclonal antibodies. It's free, it's free. It's not free, motherfuckers. We're all paying for that shit with our taxes. Not to mention the $450,000 per illegal immigrant that the Biden administration wants to give people who were separated from their families during the Trump administration. Family of three would get almost $1.5 million, more than most Americans will earn in a lifetime. Does that make sense? Nope. We've been here all of our lives, busting our asses, paying taxes, doing what we need to do to take care of our communities. And they want to give life-changing money to illegal aliens who came here and broke the law. I don't even know what to tell you. If that doesn't drive you absolutely insane and bonkers, you're fucked up, right? Like, you can't be that liberal that you think that's okay, that you're cool with that, right? So I'm gonna go break into your house. I'm gonna steal your shit, right? And then I'm gonna sue you. Because on my way out the door, I got cut on a piece of glass on your floor from the window that I broke when I came in. And I want $1.5 million. Does that make fucking sense? No. And that's literally exactly what they're doing. Because these people came to the country illegally. They've been given housing, government assistance, healthcare, schooling, everything you can possibly imagine. Now on top of that, they're gonna get $450,000 each for coming into the country illegally. Illegally. Makes all the sense in the fucking world, right? Go murder somebody and then go ask Biden if you can have $450,000. Why not? I just murdered somebody. I did something. I committed a crime. Can you pay me? It makes no fucking sense. It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Let's get back to the vaccine, right? So I'm talking about, so the doctor that I was speaking about earlier in regards to bodybuilding came forward and he said, any person in fitness, bodybuilding, strongman, any, you know, type of competitor of a fitness lifestyle who has ever used growth hormone, which is, you know, both the natural and synthetic version of, you know, physical growth hormone that the body uses to actually grow, you know, from a child, from a baby to an adult. Ultimately, in a lot of scenarios, especially with bodybuilders who overuse it, it causes organ growth, right? So a lot of bodybuilders upon their deaths that have had autopsies, it's been proven that especially their heart, more so than anything, was oversized, right? One that I can remember off the top of my head, and I won't mention the gentleman's name out of complete and total respect for him, but there was one bodybuilder who passed away in the last few years prior to all this COVID nonsense. And when they did his autopsy, a normal human heart, I believe they said, was somewhere around 330 grams, and his was almost 900. So it was almost three times the size of a normal human heart. They basically said that he had a heart that was very similar to the size of a gorilla. And, you know, while a lot of people would hear that and be like, oh, well, that's no big deal. I mean, what's the matter? Bigger heart should just make it. No, but in the human body, your heart is sized a certain way for a reason. Efficiency, you know, musculature, things like that, fitting into your body the way it's supposed to. So when that heart grows, it actually puts pressure on the heart and makes it harder for the heart to function and pump the way that it's supposed to. You know, imagine, you know, you put your hand inside of a glove and it fits and you're able to make a fist and you're able to function and do the things that you need to do. Now put your hand inside of a glove that's three sizes too small and you won't be able to close your hand completely. You won't be able to do the things that you need to do in order, you know, that actually make that glove functioning glove, and that's exactly similar situation to what happens when the heart enlarges. Your heart, your cavity where your heart is in your body, is only meant for something that size. So when it grows, it actually pushes against the rib cage, it pushes against the spine, it causes all kinds of other issues and pushes other organs out of the way. It can actually cause issues with lungs and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And it's, you know, it just, it's difficult, right? And ultimately what ends up happening is the heart ends up fighting for fighting to be able to be used, you know, or to be able to function properly. And it can ultimately lead to cardiovascular disease, heart attack, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And that's typically what happens with a lot of these bodybuilders where they have significantly abused growth hormone, is that it causes issues with their myocardial system. So this doctor came forward and said anybody in any fitness realm that anybody within the fitness realm who has ever used growth hormone to an extent that considered that could, well, he said to any extent, right? But even more so to an extent that could be considered abuse, do not get the vaccination. He said that these vaccines are actually attacking healthy myocardial tissue and causing severe inflammation. And in a healthy heart, there's a possibility that you can survive with medication, hospitalization, you know, and essentially the care of a cardiologist, right? But he said that when you're in a situation, it's essentially a pre-existing condition, right? Because when you're in a situation where, let's say, your heart is double the size, and then you take the vaccination and your heart gets even more inflamed, it's basically a recipe for disaster. And he basically put it out there without saying the word straight up, that he believes that every bodybuilder that we've lost this year, who was jabbed, that it was a result of the vaccination at the end of the day, right? And he obviously came out kind of and said too that you know, it's very possible that they would have potentially died from some type of a heart, you know, failure ultimately, but it doesn't mean it would happen today or yesterday. It could have been 10 years, 20 years down the line. It could have been something that maybe they never passed away from. So ultimately, he believes that the vaccination accelerated the death rate of these people, of these individuals. So he was like pleading with the bodybuilding and fitness community and telling anybody who has ever used growth hormone in any excess to stay away from the vaccines. So it begs the question, right? Like, who's responsible for this stuff? Because Pfizer's not responsible. Moderna's not responsible. The federal government's not responsible. So who can you hold responsible, right? Let's say you're a bodybuilder, right? And you're hesitant about getting the vaccination. Or let's say you're just a person. You're hesitant about getting the vaccination and you're job, your employer, your whatever says, you know, we really need you to get it. And maybe it's not a mandate. Maybe they're not coming at you and saying, you know, we need you to get it because we need everybody to be vaccinated. Maybe you have a job where you travel, right? Like a lot of these bodybuilders go to events in different countries. They go to Dubai for the Dubai Muscle Show. They go to, you know, Japan for the Japan Pro. They go all over the globe. They go to Brazil for the Arnold Brazil. They, you know, they do a lot of shows all over the place. And maybe your sponsor was like, you know, I know you're hesitant about it, but we really think it's safe. And, you know, in order for you to be able to travel with the company, you know, we really want you to get it. All right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and get it, which is 100% the case in at least one of these situations where the person themselves was hesitant and it's believed that they were, I don't want to say coerced because that's not a fair statement, but they were, yeah, I mean, I guess there's no other real, they were coerced. You know, they had a leader that, you know, they felt obligated to, that told them straight up, look, like, you're going to have to get the vaccine, and because we need you to be able to travel for the brand and do the things that we need you to do. And he ultimately, or the person ultimately decided, all right, well, based on that, I guess I'm going to go ahead and do it. And very swiftly following the vaccination, is no longer with us. Suffered a cardiac event and died. Who's responsible? Right? As a family, do you go after the sponsor or the, you know, the employer, knowing that they had something to do with the ultimate decision of this person getting vaccinated and potentially causing death? You know, do you go to battle with somebody like that? Because now it's got to be a battle, right? Because no, they don't want anybody coming out and saying that anybody's died from the vaccine, right? So it's a battle, right? So, I mean, what do you do, right? Like, how do you challenge the status quo? You know, how do you challenge the scenario? How do you challenge, you know, people in general? And I think that's, you know, that's a question, you know, right now. Like, one of the, I heard a quote from one of the senators not too recently, who literally came out and said, nobody should be forced to take a vaccination or to take a medical procedure, in essence, where one of the leading side effects is death. Nobody should, right? That's basically, you're basically forcing people to play Russian roulette with their lives. And that's not okay, you know? I don't get it, you know? And it's literally no different than the government going door to door and saying, here is a revolver, put it to your head and pull the trigger. One in six of you will die. I mean, at the end of the day, based on the numbers that we've seen, I would say that's probably pretty accurate, right? Because a lot of people, a lot more people got the placebo than we know, right? Like, I was under the impression that the EUA excluded the ability for them to use the placebo version or the saline solution version, because I believe that at that point everybody had to be injected with a live vaccine. But that's not the case after the fact. And when you really read into the numbers, you find out that 20% of the people who received the vaccine received placebo. So that in and of itself makes no sense, because if you're considered fully vaccinated but you receive placebo, right? I mean, it's like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Like, you want everybody to get vaccinated, but you're telling me 20% of people receive placebo, but their vaccine card still shows them as being fully vaccinated, even though they didn't receive the vaccine. But you're forcing everybody to get it. Makes no fucking sense. The contradictions just keep rolling. Right? So, again, not against anybody who has made the decision for themselves. They believe that the vaccine is the route that they want to take. That's up to you. You do what you got to do. I know plenty of people at this point now who have had adverse reactions. I know multiple people who have passed, and it ain't for me. I'm not going to do it. My kids are not going to do it. My family's not going to do it. And I encourage you to really do your research before you make the ultimate decision, because some really prevalent people have come forward and said that there are ingredients in the vaccine that will ultimately lead to the breakdown of your immune system over the next few years, leading to much more rapid cases of cancer, myocardial issues, heart disease, things like that. And then on top of that, autoimmune deficiencies like Guillain-Barré syndrome and all kinds of stuff like that, when we see a massive influx over the next couple of years of people presenting with cancer and Guillain-Barré and all kinds of other autoimmune diseases and heart attacks and whatnot, the funny thing is that COVID's going to be the last thing from everybody's thought at that point. because it's going to happen a couple years down the line, and everybody's just going to assume, this is just genetic, these are just things that happen to these people. But if you really go back and look at their charts and start lining things up, I guarantee you, you're going to start noticing that the majority of people that this is happening to are people who took the vaccine. And it's heartbreaking to me, because I don't want to see my family and people that I know go through this kind of stuff. But in the same respect, you know, you made the decision to get the vaccine. It's on you. You know, maybe we're all wrong and maybe the vaccine is perfectly safe, but I don't believe the vaccine is perfectly safe when the virus system, which is, first of all, what a lot of people need to understand, right, is the virus system is 100% verifiable. And in the event that someone was found to be putting in false presentations of adverse reactions, it's a federal crime. If any, and believe me when I tell you that if anybody had been doing that at this point, it would be all over the news, because they would want everybody to know that so-and-so is putting in false information on the virus system, which is, you know, which is escalating the numbers and making it seem like it's, you know, more adverse reactions than there really are. When at the end of the day, truth be told, it takes about 30 minutes to enter a single adverse reaction report on the VAERS system, which is why most people believe that on the VAERS system itself, that it truly only reflects about 1% of the adverse reactions. If that's the case, if 800,000 plus adverse reactions is only 1%, we're talking about over 80 million adverse reactions. If 800,000 is only 1%, we're talking about 80 million adverse reactions. If 18,000 plus now, if 18,000 deaths is only 1%, we're talking about 1.8 million deaths. That's not okay. I don't give a fuck what you say, that's not okay. I don't believe that. So first of all, I don't believe that the numbers in the United States are even close to what the administration keeps trying to tell us. They keep trying to say that, you know, 80% of America is vaccinated. I don't believe that for the fucking life of me. I believe, if anything, we're probably closer to 40% vaccinated total, because I think there's a lot more people that are skeptical about it than they want to admit. But a 40% of... And let's just go with the total overall number of people in the United States, even though the reality is, because children are not part of that group, it would probably be, you know, 2/3 of this exact number. Let's say 330 million people times 40%. That's about 132 million people. 132 million people were vaccinated and 1.8 million people died, right? That's a minimal percentage when you look at it from a percentage standpoint, but way more people than who died from the virus in the United States, at least. You know, worldwide, who the fuck knows? There could be 10 million people who have died from the vaccine worldwide, and we would never get true numbers from it, because China's not going to tell us, India's not going to tell us. Any third world country out there that's a lot, that's basically flown in the vaccine and had like caretakers go give it to people, is not going to come forward and say, oh yeah, in this village of 98 people that we vaccinated, 25 of them died. No, they're not going to tell us. So it just, you know, it makes no sense. And now, you know, we're talking about with kids, massive myocardial inflammation, and 45 kids will have to die for every one kid that will be saved. 174 times more likely to die from the vaccine than you are to die from the virus itself. Don't get your kids vaccinated, people. Mama bears need to be causing some serious ruckus right now. So, anyway, I'm out of here. I'm fucking furious and exhausted with this shit. Hopefully you learn something. Hopefully you take something home with you. Hopefully you actually start thinking about this shit before you go and pull your sleeve up and say, give me that shot, doc. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of very regretful people over the next couple years. But I pray not. But I have this unsettling feeling that I'm right and that all of us who are concerned about this thing are right.